today. Learn with pleasure. Roundtable.
Okay, we want to talk about the movement, the 15th of May. A lot of people thought that it's going to end after the elections. The 22nd of May, they thought it would be something temporary, but it seems like it's really getting more than just a protest movement. Welcome on the program, Lydia Madland. She's project coordinator for an organization called Access Info Europe. Probably, Lydia, you tell us first of all what is Access Info Europe, and then we talk a little bit about the 15th of May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, hi. Thank you very much for inviting me. I work for the organisation Access Info Europe. We're an NGO. We work on the European level on the right of access to information. We do a lot in Spain because Spain is the largest country in Europe which doesn't have an access to information law. And what I mean by an access to information law is the right of all citizens to request and receive information from their governments and the obligation of governments to publish their information. We believe that the information that the government holds is actually belongs to the citizens, and therefore we should have a right to access the vast majority of that information. So I can't really talk on behalf of the whole 15th of May protest. I can only say that one of the proposals that's coming out of that protest is the call for an access to information law in Spain.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the movement, the 15th of May? Do you think it has to do with the what you were just talking about, to do with the non-existence of such a law to get that to get more transparency?
I mean, although it would be nice, I don't think we can say that the whole movement is there because they've realized that Spain's lacking this mechanism for transparency. Mm. But certainly, one of the slogans that you see around Plaza de Sol, more than any is this denouncing of corruption. People are very worried about corruption, about wasting of money, about the government not being accountable, the government not being responsible. And so this idea that something must be done to address problems of consumption and waste certainly is one of the big causes for people to come out onto the streets.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's going to be a lasting thing? It's something that is going to last for more than just a couple of weeks or months, and it's going to end up probably in a political party?
I'm certainly not in a position to say whether it will end up in a political party. I mean, I can certainly, as anybody working in this and having seen in the last weeks in Spain, the movement, can see that it is becoming something
organized,
something that's recognized, something that is organized, something that is very grassroots, that's involving a vast amount of citizens, and from that vast amount of debate, dialogue, proposals and ideas, there will surely emerge some concrete proposals and some concrete ideas which I would hope do feed into the mainstream the mainstream political sector, I mean mainstream political movement. So whilst I wouldn't be in any position to say, you know, whether people camped out in the Plaza del Sol will continue, I would say certainly the ideas of the revolution, of the so-called revolution.
You call it a revolution. That's good, yeah. That's
so-called
good Spanish revolution.
I've been walking
through
the Plaza
del
Sol this morning and there's lots of posters saying revolution. I think it's stuck.
Yeah. No, but it's it's interesting. It was a false friend somehow, but it's true that Spain never in its history really had a revolution. And I mean, I read some commentaries saying that that Spain is not Egypt or Tunisia. The dictatorship is over, but it's true. It's a democracy, but there's so many things that really going wrong in this country and ended up in this. High unemployment, which is not just only about politics, it's much more. It could probably be the beginning of a really new area for Spain, no?
Yeah, I mean, certainly Spain is a country which has arrived at democracy through a transition, and as many transition movements, when a country goes from a dictatorship to democracy, often it lacks often it makes a compromise and doesn't end up with some of the maybe more fundamental ideas of rights, of, you know, like the French liberté, you know, the freedom. Mm. And brotherhood and all this, I don't know the actual quote, that maybe a country that went through a revolution would. I mean, certainly it's far too premature to say that this is a revolution. I mean, those involved in the protests may want to call it that, certainly, I mean, the movement that is coming out of the 15th of May protests is something that should be able to inspire, perhaps, you know, a new political trend within mainstream politics.
Mm. Are you collaborating in any sense with these people?
In a formal way, Access Info as an organisation is not involved in the protests. Mm. Nor is any NGO formally. Mm. The movement is very much of citizens, and it's not being represented by any large unions or civil society organisations or political parties. However, I think our work is being used as a reference for the 15th of May protest. Certainly we've had people calling us wanting to know more about the right of access to information, and so therefore I think we're contributing in an indirect way, and members of our organization are certainly involved in the part of the movement which is calling for an access to information law.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Lydia. Very interesting. Where we can get more information about your organization? How is your website?
Yeah, you can get more organization about Access Info at our website, which is www.access-info.org. Mm. And you can get more information about the coalition of Spanish NGOs calling for an access to information law in Spain at their website, which is www.proacceso.org.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.